Chapter 4. Everything goes wrong. On Saturday, I get another letter from the bank, but I don't open it. I put it in the pile in my bedroom. I also get a card from Tarquin asking me to dinner. I don't want to have dinner with Tarquin. I have much more important things to think about. This is my first weekend of cutting back, and it might be hard, but I've got a plan, and I'm not going near any shops. This morning, I'm going to visit a museum, and tonight, I'm going to make a curry for £2.50. I walk into the Victoria and Albert Museum, feeling like a real adult. And the best thing is that museums are free. I go straight towards the first room. "Excuse me," says a woman at the desk. "Have you paid?" "It's free," I say. "No, sorry," she says. "It's £5. "What? You have to pay to visit a museum? What's happened to the world?" "If you don't have cash, we take cards," says the woman. "And we have a special 12-month ticket for £15. "Wait a minute. That's good. If I come here once a month, that's only £1.25 a visit." I think of David E. Barton smiling. "Okay, I'll have the 12-month ticket," I say. The museum starts well, but gets a bit boring after a while. You just look at things like bowls and cups, and none of it is for sale. I begin to think about coffee. My feet are hurting, so I sit down. Then I see something through the door on the opposite side of the hall. There's a till and lots of people. A shop! I jump to my feet, and suddenly they aren't hurting anymore. The shop is amazing. It has beautiful rings and scarves and books and cards. Everyone is buying things. Why not me too? Then I have a brilliant idea. I can do my Christmas shopping. I know it's only March, but that doesn't matter. An hour later, I come out with two bags full of shopping. It's been great. I should visit a museum every Saturday morning. I take my bags home. Then I go out again to buy everything to make my curry. I have to buy lots of new bowls and other things to cook with because we don't do much cooking. Making the curry is more difficult than I thought. I have to throw some of it away and start again. But finally, I have a wonderful curry. It looks like something out of a magazine. "Wow," says Suze. "It looks amazing." She starts to eat. "Mmm," she says. "Great." Then she goes a bit red. "It's quite hot," she says. She takes a big drink of water. She's right. It is a bit hot. Well, more than a bit. I keep eating, but I go redder and redder. My mouth is hurting, and there's water in my eyes. "Are you okay?" asks Suze. "I'm fine," I say, but I'm not okay. And it isn't just because the curry is hot. It's all gone wrong. I can't even make a curry, and I spent about £75 on it, not £2.50. I haven't cut back.
This week has been terrible. I push away my plate and start to cry.
Oh, Becky, says Suze, putting her arm around me. It doesn't matter. It was just a bit hot. It looked brilliant.
I cry even louder.
It's not just the curry, I explain. I was trying to cut back.
Why? Says Suze. She sounds surprised.
Because I owe a lot of money. And my dad says there are two answers to money problems. Cut back or make more money. I've tried to cut back, but I'm no good at it.
I think that you chose the wrong one, says Suze. You're not a cutback person. You should make more money.
Maybe you're right, I say. But how?
Look at this, she says, opening a magazine. It says, do you need more money? Make thousands with fine frames working from home. I'm already feeling much better. Suze is right. I'm not a cut-back person. I won't have to eat any more boring cheese sandwiches or go to any more museums. I can buy as many coffees as I like. I can throw controlling your cash away. I never liked it anyway.
Thanks, Suze, I say. You're a good friend.
There's another press conference on Monday, but Ellie isn't there. The man next to me is wearing an old jacket and his hair isn't very tidy. He doesn't look like the other men in the room.
I don't usually come to press conferences about money, he tells me with a smile. I'm here to make a bit of trouble. I'm writing some articles called The Greedy Money Men.
He gives me his business card and I read it. Eric Foreman, Daily World.
Wow, that's a really big newspaper, not a little magazine about money.
That sounds great, I say, smiling. Nice to meet you. I'm Becky. He points at the three men at the front of the room.
I'm sure that they don't live on £50 a week.
More like £50 a minute, I say. And he laughs. Eric Foreman is right. Bankers get a lot of money, much more than journalists. If I want to make more money, maybe I should become a banker. While I'm walking back to the office, I pass a clothes shop called Ali Smith. There's a card in the window saying, Wanted, Saturday Shop Assistant.
This is brilliant. A Saturday job in a clothes shop will be much easier than being a banker and much more fun.
I go into the shop with a big smile on my face. Half an hour later, I come out with an even bigger smile. The boss, Danielle, has given me the job. When I'm back at work, I dream about my new life. Maybe I should work in a shop all the time. I might even start my own shop. One day, there might be a Becky Bloomwood shop in every town. The phone rings, and it's Tarquin asking me to dinner again. I feel happy, and I want to be kind to Suze's cousin, so I agree. Then the phone rings again.
Hello? I say. Miss Bloomwood, this is Derek Smith from Endwich Bank.
I jump. How does he know that I work here?
Miss Bloomwood, I've written many letters to you, but you haven't replied, he says.
I've been very busy, I say,
My aunt was ill, and I had to look after her, and then she died.
I'm sorry to hear that, he begins.
But she's left me some money, I say quickly. I'm getting £1,000 in 2 weeks.
Do you mean that you're going to pay £1,000 into your account in 2 weeks?
He says. Yes. Now, is that all? I'm very busy, I tell him, and put down the phone. When I get home that evening, there's a big box from Fine Frames. It cost £100, and that sounds like a lot of money, but they might pay me thousands. There are some boring letters too. I add them to the pile in my room. Suze is out, so after dinner, I open the box and get everything out. There are frames made of card, and there's fabric. The frames look easy to make, and you get £2 a frame. So if I make all 150 frames, I'll get £300. But making them is more difficult than I thought. I cut some of the fabric in the wrong place and make lots of mistakes. By 11:30 p.m, I've only finished one frame, and it looks terrible. It looks nothing like the one in the picture. But it doesn't matter, because I'm starting my new job in Ali Smith tomorrow. That will be much better. I'm sure that I'll be really good with the customers.